What's up, guys? Dad took the whole family hiking yesterday, and a super cool thing happened. You see, about 2 or 3 years ago, we went to climb the same mountain. We actually got lost that first time, but luckily we met an old man and he led the way. He told us that he comes to this mountain every day. Anyways, when we reached the very top of the mountain, we first saw a man with his dog. The cool thing is, the owner told us the dog climbed this mountain over 200 times, and that isn't an easy thing to do. Then we actually met the same old man that we met 2 years ago. What a coincidence. The Peril by Emily John. Chapter 6. Nathan opens Kyle's office door and starts to look in his drawer. He picks up numerous bottles of medicines, looking at the labels. "Maybe it's this one," he says, holding a little box, pointing at its label. "It can be used on mosquito bites or other kinds of bug bites." I'm pretty sure that was not a mosquito, and the red dot hurts. I point at the red dot on my arm. It seems to be swelling. And I'm not sure if we should just use some medicine that we randomly found in a drawer. "Well, it's gotta be better than nothing," he says, opening the box. He takes out a huge syringe. "Whoa, that does not look safe," I say. "Come on, stop being such a chicken." He reads the instructions and fills the syringe with liquid from a bottle. "Okay, it says to inject the liquid about 2 inches from the bite." "Why is this medicine so weird? I haven't seen any kind of medicine that has to be injected into your body, except for vaccines or maybe drugs." "Don't worry," Nathan says confidently. "Kyle won't keep anything weird in his desk drawer." I sigh. "Fine, but you gotta make sure you know what you're doing." He nods. I roll up my sleeve. He gags when he sees my bite. "Okay, now we just inject this in." He poked the needle in and injected the medicine. "That should do it," he says, putting the syringe down. "How does it feel?" "Numb," I say. "I can't feel my arm." He quickly reads the label again. Says here, "The medicine works with mosquito bites and other kinds of bug bites. Warning, do not use this if you're bitten by a Bugsy. The chemicals mixed with Bugsy's venom will cause your limbs to feel numb, pain, or maybe you can never move your limbs ever again." "That doesn't sound too good," I mutter. "What is a Bugsy, anyways?" Nathan taps something on his watch. "Here." I look at the screen. "Wait, that looks familiar. It's the red bug that bit me." "What?" Nathan looks at his watch again. "This is the bug that bit you. You might never be able to move your left arm again." I frown. "Nathan, why didn't you read the label?" "There's no time to discuss that. Let's get you to the infirmary." I followed him immediately. There were not many people there, so a doctor came to see me right away. "What's wrong?" he asked. "Well, a Bugsy bit Henry, so we tried to find a cure without his strict trainer finding out. But we used the wrong medicine, and now he can't move his arm." He did some examinations. "There's something weird in your arm," he says, feeling it. "Like a big lump or something." "A lump?" I ask. He told me he has to see what's inside, so I had to get an x-ray. A few minutes later, the results came out. "Here's the weird lump," he says, pointing at the photo of my result. "Yeah," I say, taking a close look. "So what's causing it and how do I get rid of it?" The doctor sighs. "You see, this Bugsy thing can lay thousands to millions of eggs at one time. And apparently this bug laid 3,000 eggs in your arms." "Okay, what?" I shout. "There are freaking red bugs crawling in me right now." No, the eggs takes about 5 days to 1 week to hatch, so we have to remove them before it's too late. Then how do I get rid of them? I ask, panicking. You can either choose to have medicine and they'll get rid of them, but that'll take too long, and by the time the medicine starts to work, there will be thousands of bugs inside of you. I almost fainted. So the medicine can't work? Is there another way? He nods. I say we have an operation, he says, looking at the photo. You know, remove the whole bunch of eggs at once. An operation? I've never had an operation. Will it hurt? Don't worry, we'll put you to sleep before doing so. I finally agreed and asked him when will I have the surgery. Well, we don't have a lot of patients now, and this is quite a simple procedure, so I say we do it right now. Nathan looks at his watch. But it's almost 12, he says. We'll miss lunch and Jared and Kyle will definitely suspect something. How about this, the doctor says, checking his watch. I'll give you 40 minutes to eat lunch, and after that, you guys come right back. Deal? I nod. Let's go eat, Nathan says, tugging my shirt. We walk out and head to the cafeteria. It's pretty crowded with rows and rows of tables and seats. Nathan instructed me to take a tray and line up in front of the area with buckets of food. Where's the plate? I ask, playing with my tray. Don't touch that, he says, grabbing my hand. They don't wash the tray, so it's super dirty and oily. I drop it on the floor and make a disgusted face. Yeah, but where's the plate? There is no plate, he says, wiping the tray with a tissue. The tray is your plate. Oh, that is gross, I say. We got to the front of the line and I look into the buckets. They're filled with green goo and brown chunks of things. What are these? I ask, smelling the green goo. It's filled to the top, so apparently nobody ate it. Nathan shrugs. Don't know. Jelly? Veggie jelly, perhaps? Wait, no, there's a sign here, I said. Bug jelly? No. Nathan and everyone that heard me yelling gags. What up with the brown stuff? Some kid calls up. Meat chunks and other stuff. I look at the sign, reading it out loud. Sounds better, Nathan says, reaching for a spoon. I'd rather have meat chunks. I stand on my toes and look into the bucket. Is that a bug leg? That black thing sticking out. Ugh, I can't eat here. Let's just head to the infirmary, Nathan says, putting down his tray. And starve? No way, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. There's a third bucket, but I can't see what's inside. There's a grown-up standing next to the bucket. I walk towards that guy. What's this? I ask. Soup, he says sternly. What kind of soup? I ask, trying to see what's inside. Bug juice, he says. I sigh. Will you guys quit serving bug dishes? I say, frustrated. I've had enough with insects today. I grab Nathan by the shoulder and head for the exit.